There are conflicting reports on a crisis in Indonesia's rest of Papua province. Police say an armed group linked to the Free Papua movement is holding 1,300 people hostage in two villages near the world's second largest copper mine. The group denies it. We have more from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute. There's been a series of shootings in the Mimika area going back as far as August. One police officer's been killed and six injured. The area includes the giant Grasberg gold and copper mine operated by the American company Freeport-McMoRan. After an incident in late October, police and Indonesian troops pursued suspects into two nearby villages, and that's where stories begin to diverge. According to Papua's chief of police, Inspector General Boy Rafli Amar, the armed group took away all the belongings of the villagers and set fire to a number of properties. A human rights lawyer named Veronica Komen told Radio New Zealand that she'd been in touch with some of the villagers who told her it was the police who burned down the villages in an effort to kill or capture the perpetrators. Police say that villagers are being held hostage, unable to leave their homes to tend their food gardens. Lawyer Komen said that's a distortion, that villagers told her they stay home because they're terrified by Indonesian police and military patrols. Police say they are using persuasive tactics. Komen says villagers report exchanges of gunfire. The armed group involved is the West Papuan Liberation Army, known as the TPN. TPN denies it's holding anyone hostage, but issued a statement that said it's at war with the police, the military, and with Freeport, which they described to Veronica Komen as the very root of injustice and never-ending conflict. Hundreds of police and military personnel remain in the area. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.